Final speaker before we get to the panel discussion is Jeff Atkins, who's been consulting in general insurance for many years, principal Affinity Consulting, specialist insurance and actuarial consulting firm. And his experience covers a wide range of workers' comp and motor injury insurance schemes. And he recently co-authored the Actuaries Institute's Green Paper on Mental Health and Insurance. Please welcome Jeff Atkins.
There we go. So look, thanks Norman, and I really appreciate the active encouragement and support that you gave to my profession for the great work that we're doing in this area. Look, you've heard from people who are genuine experts in their own ways. I'll own up, Julian, that I'm very pleased to be part of the majority, part of the 83%. More than 20 years diagnosed depression and, according to the Black Dog Institute, possibly bipolar type 2, and my answer is just keep taking the pills. So I'm doing all right. Now, you can all read, most of you probably. Any people here with this eyesight disorder? No? Okay, good. So I won't go through all those things. When we worked hard to prepare the Green Paper, starting from a very, very low base of knowledge and ending up at a pretty ordinarily low base of knowledge, I think, we scanned across all of the different aspects of the insurance sector. This is what we tried to do anyway, across life insurance and the compensation schemes and travel insurance and private health insurance. And what we tried to draw out from the information that we got from a lot of different people, anecdotal information, research information, practical input from clinicians, is to try and draw out some of the root causes. Why is it difficult for people with a mental health condition, real or alleged, to deal with the insurance sector? And why is it difficult for the insurance organisations to be able to do what community expects in terms of a realistic way of dealing with those people? So there's some root causes there, which probably no news to anybody, and I'm so thrilled that the organising committee for this seminar has been able to provide so much information about that. But what I'd like to talk for a couple of minutes on, and this is really Actuaries Institute's perspective, how can we do better? Where do the improvements come from? Now, insurance isn't a health service, and insurance is not a charity. So we're not ever going to solve these problems of dealing with mental health in the community as insurers. We're providing a product and a service, and what we can hope to do is to do no harm and be encouraging and supportive of the things that really do help people recover. And insurance doesn't help people recover. So I think we've got to treat it in that context. Fascinated to hear about the amount of work being done, and also then to observe how little of the outcome of that work seems to be penetrating the different aspects of insurance that we work in. So if the Actuaries Institute can do something, it is to stimulate optimism and activity and improvement amongst the different parts of the sector that we influence or that we have an involvement in. Product definitions, product design. Workers' comp just was not designed for this. It just beggars belief to me that the laws and the structures and the rehabilitation insistence that we have can hope to deal in a supportive way with people with a mental health condition. Just all wrong. For our workers' comp, causation is so difficult to decide. So you're instantly in an adversarial situation in did the work cause significantly contribute to. Then you've got reasonable management action. So there's another whole adversarial piece between the employer and many of the injured people. Fascinated to hear Pamela's discussion. I'm sure you appreciate that you work in a rare organisation. underwriting guides. This is what Norman gave us the stick about with you know, risk bases and pricing bases. It can be done, and it is being done, but it's not being picked up in the way that that Norman so clearly articulated. The focus on recovery, easier said than done. There are a lot of laws and regulations that don't help, so I'm kind of hopeful that the Mental Health Commission and the co-chair, Lucy Brogdon, launched our green paper 10 days or so ago. I'm quite hopeful that they can make a contribution in opening up the governments and the regulators to try and loosen up and improve some of those regulations. Data, you know, grist for the mill for the actuaries. Frustrating for everybody not to have as much suitable collated data we can get, but that one can absolutely be solved in a pretty short space of time if we pull their finger out and do it in a... It has to be collaborative, unfortunately, because the data's in a lot of different places. I say unfortunately. People have talked a lot about getting suitable specialised skills in our claims areas. A lot of work being done there. Great that we saw Superfriend working alongside Safe Work Australia to try and bring some commonality out there. Love to see PIF, for example, making a really solid contribution. It'll need the support of its members. Expert neutral evaluation, and thank you to Rob Orbach for adding the mental status examination to our lexicon. I won't go any further with that other than to say, to me, having listened to a lot of the clinicians that we spoke with, fantastic opportunity, but it's got to have a whole system redesign to be able to work. And trying to continue with education and particularly with collaboration. I'm fascinated by that. Of course, as an actuary, I have zero skills in that area in terms of trying to build collaboration, but I can certainly see the need. So that's probably well and truly enough from me, Norman, and we'll move on to however else you'd like to punish us.